This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I love this topic. This is a topic that we're going to bring up today that is so meaty on so many levels that I would suggest you earmark today's show and let people know to come back and listen to this. This particular segment is profound, and it's based on what Michelle Obama said. And before I get into that, I want to talk, because I've been meaning to cover this. Michelle Obama said... this happened a while back, but it was she was visiting Temple University in Philadelphia, speaking to high school students. The students are prepping for college, attending college signing day that she and other liberal celebrities attended. And Breitbart wrote that De Niro, Rebel Wilson, Bradley Cooper, Carly Kloss, Sierra, Janelle Monáe, and Zendaya were all in attendance. And the event was meant to be about the students who would soon be transitioning into college. But the former First Lady had to make it about herself. She took to the stage and started building herself up. And here's what she said. Well, first of all, before I get to that, welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Oh, man, we got a brand. My team's always like, Kevin, you got to brand more. You know, I don't think I've mentioned my books in months. I have books, best-selling books. The Big Black Lies, available on Kindle. How I Learned the Truth About the Democratic Party. That's the second part of that book, The Big Black Lie. Then Sexy Brilliance and Other Political Lies, where I predicted the Muslim invasion and that what would happen if we let these radical Muslims into our system. And then the third book is Race Pimping, which is a guide for life. It is a conservative Bible. It should be, everybody should have that book the way the leftists have Alinsky's Rules for Radicals. The Race Pimping is a guide. I'm not kidding. I'm not even joking when I tell you this. You should all have a copy of this book. You should be getting this book out to your friends. Contact us and tell us. We'll be happy to tell you how to get them. I have far too many of them, according to my publisher. But that book is hysterical. It's a short, funny read, but it's worth it. Anyway, so KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. And while we're on the subject of us, here's what we do. We solve problems. For example, we solve the problem of educating blacks on criminal justice reform. We solve the problems of Facebook being the only place you can go for social media. You can go to teapartycommunity.com. If you want to go understand criminal justice reform and get educated on it, go to usacriminaljusticereform.org/Philly. Or maybe it's .com. I'm not sure. But it's one of those, .com or .org/Philly. Again, solving problems, getting people to wake up and vote their conscience, vote the reality of their situations. But there's something that's bugging me. It's making me lose my breath in here. It's a smell. I've become very sensitive to smells, perfumey smells. I can't handle it. It takes my breath away. Anyway, and then what else do we have? Seeking educational excellence. Where we are educating people about the ruse of college, the ruse of the education system, a system that fails more kids than it helps. Let me tell you this. Here's an interesting statistic. When you go to college, the top group for graduation from college will come as no surprise. It's Asians. Okay? Asians graduate at 74%. 26% of Asians do not graduate college. Now, what do you think it is for blacks? I've already given you the number so you know, but only 40% of blacks graduate college. 60% do not graduate. And everybody else is in between. So 24% of it, 26% of Asians don't graduate, 60% of blacks don't graduate, and every other ethnic group is in between those numbers, between 26 and 60. Okay? That's the system that we have that takes these kids' money, their hopes, and their dreams and says, allow me to step on these for you. That's why we started Seeking Educational Excellence. And I hope that if you are a parent and you want to get involved in this fight, that you will go there and join us. Go to SeekingEducationalExcellence.org. We are starting chapters in every area of the country. Anyway, back to Michelle Obama. So she gets up on stage and she says, the only reason I'm standing here today is because I was where you were way back when. I was a kid who grew up on the south side of Chicago. I went to public schools my entire life. And when I decided to go, that I wanted to go to college and I applied, do you know what one of my college counselors told me? She told me, don't set my sights too high. Yeah, she told me that some of the schools I was trying to apply to, maybe they were too hard for me. Shoot. When Barack and I set foot in the White House, it was a struggle. There was a lot of people who told us that we weren't supposed to be in the White House, that we couldn't handle the pressure, that we weren't ready. So I'm telling you, they will doubt you today. They will doubt you for the rest of your life. But you will have some struggles, and that's okay. I'm not one of those doubters. I know that you have everything it takes to succeed. I know that you are me. And if I can be standing here as your forever first lady, then you can do anything you put your mind to. Your forever first lady. That's what Michelle Obama believes she is to America, is our forever first lady. Yeah, cringeworthy. Yeah, and somebody wrote, pump your brakes, baby. Because let me tell you something. You were first lady for 8 years, and you are no longer first lady. And you know what's so sad about this? We have a first lady who's a classy woman. Look, I'm not going to beat up on Michelle Obama. You can think about her whatever you want. I don't care. But her time is over. And she now says, I'm your forever first lady. Which is a disrespect to the first lady. Now, do you think anybody's going to say anything? It's kind of like that comment she made when she said, you know, I was suspect about Barack when too many white people doted on him. You know, they were fawning all over him. Was that considered racist? Nope. People brushed right over that. I mean, can you imagine Melania Trump saying, I was suspect about Donald when so many black people were doting on him? I think you get the picture. Anyway, we got more to talk about from the show.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cause this a death.
Ended last segment talking about First Lady Forever, Michelle Obama, what she said to a bunch of high school kids. I will be your forever First Lady. Well, I don't think most of America feels that way. I think a lot of people who liked Michelle Obama initially, I don't even believe that. I believe they tolerated Michelle Obama because they wanted to give her husband a chance, and he blew it. And I think Michelle Obama's popularity is a figment of it's a creation of the media, the fake news media, to make people believe she's popular. I talked about it earlier in the broadcast. Make her your Democratic candidate and see how popular she is. Watch Donald Trump beat up on a black woman the same way he beat up on white Hillary Kankles. That's what's going to happen. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Let her run. It's funny. You got these conservatives out there. Kevin, I would be really afraid if Michelle Obama runs. You people have no backbones. Just make me sometimes. I just want to metaphorically grab you by the neck and slap you a couple of times and say, stop it. Just stop it. Stop being such pansies. I don't know if that successful billionaire Donald Trump, who now has a track record of doing everything he said he's going to do, I'm not sure. 95% approval rating amongst Republicans. Highest ever. 95% approval rating. So here's what I'm telling you, folks. Every time Donald Trump gains a point with the Republicans, because it was in the 92 to 93, you can bet many, many more Democrats have come over. Yeah. They can't find a weakness, something to, beat into the armor of Trump. They've tried everything. They've tried kryptonite, I don't know, all the different things. They've used 762 bullets. They've used 50 cal. You name it. They have shot at Donald Trump, and he's like Superman. Just bounces off. Boop, 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 boop. Nothing. They can't do it. And you're afraid. Michelle Obama, Oprah Winfrey. Yeah, two women that so don't want their past explored. They won't get anywhere near politics. You think, if I were Oprah or Michelle Obama, I guarantee you, you're not going to get my legacy ruined over a run for the presidency against Donald Trump. Because Trump and his operatives will find out you're dirty. And when he finds it out, he has no problem saying, yeah, this is a woman that did this. She did this. She did that. And he, believe me, this is a dude who's fought unions and the most corrupt people on the planet, these big city mayors, and he wins. Winning! Anyway, Michelle Obama was speaking about white flight. And this is, before I talked about her and being forever, first lady forever, which I think is pretty callous of her, pretty cocky to believe that if she thinks that people want her to be first lady forever, there may be some contingency of morons that want that, but the average Americans don't want it. She will be one of these obscure first ladies, except among black women, who will tolerate her for a while. But at some point, even that's going to go away. That'll tarnish. But she spoke out about white flight. And I swear, I could do 50 shows on this interview that she did. And here's what she said.
Moved from Martin Luther King Drive to 74th and Euclid because my mom wanted us to have access to then what were better schools. But unbeknownst to us, we grew up in the period, as I write, called white flight. Yeah. That as families like ours, upstanding families like ours, who were doing everything we were supposed to do and better, as we moved in, white folks moved out because they were afraid of what our families represented. And I always stop there when I talk about this out in the world because, I want to remind white folks that y'all were running from us. because
this family
yeah. This family with all the values that you read about, you were running from us, and you're still running because we're no different than the immigrant families that are moving in, the families in Pilsen, the families that are coming from other places to try to do better. But because we can so easily wash over who we really were because of the color of our skin, because of the texture of our hair, that's what divides countries.
Artificially as well.
Artificial things that don't even touch on the values that people bring to life. And so, I feel a sense of injustice. And you know this when you're young. You know people are running from you, and you can see it. You can see it all of a sudden. Because we grew up with friends of all races. When we first moved in, Rachel Dempsey and Susan Yacker and I, you had friends of all races. We played together. There were no gang fights. There were no territorial battles. But yet, one by one, they packed their bags and they ran from us. And they left communities in shambles. So when you hear Theaster talking about those, the respect that's in community, that history that's there, especially in Chicago, especially on the South Side, we were a part of creating that history, And a lot of people walked away from it. They disinvested.
Disinvested.
And when we were little, we knew that was happening.
You could feel it.
You could feel it.
Yeah.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. That was the first lady forever, Michelle Obama, talking about white flight. And essentially, this is a treatise for saying you should feel guilty, white people, for abandoning black folks. Here's why you left. She took it personally. Our family moved from a black neighborhood to a white neighborhood. And you know what them white folks did? Them white folks abandoned us. What did she use? I can't remember what the term she used, but disinvested in us. So it was white people's responsibility to invest in black folks. Yeah. Her family moved to a white neighborhood. I would have said, well, hey, Michelle, why did your family leave the other neighborhood that it left? Who did you disinvest in? Don't you think that's a good question? Who did she disinvest in? Because I'm going to tell you something. Here's what's funny about this. Michelle Obama is too stupid to realize what she said. She's too stupid to realize it. She says, I don't know the locations or whatever. Correct me if I'm wrong. This is Kevin Jackson, 844-551-8255, kjradio.com. Correct me if I'm wrong. She says, my mother moved us because she wanted better schools. I don't want to get all racial here, but what she's saying is she took us out of black schools. She moved us into a white neighborhood so we could go to white schools. So, in effect, her mother disinvested in the black school system, took her good family and moved it to the white folks area.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA or store jumper cables in your vehicle or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Today marks the 100th annual Veterans Day Parade in New York City. It's the largest ceremony in the nation honoring veterans. President Trump addresses the crowd.
To each veteran of the war, the glory of your deeds will only grow greater with time. This city is graced by your presence. This nation is forever in your debt, and we thank you all.
A SpaceX Falcon rocket carries dozens of mini satellites into orbit on Monday.
Ignition, liftoff. With gratitude to our veterans today and always, go USA!
The rocket blasting off from Cape Canaveral in Florida is carrying 60 mini satellites that will be part of an orbiting network meant to provide global internet coverage starting in 2020 in the northern United States and Canada. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
White people, you are to blame for the radical ideas, the feelings of disenfranchisement and feeling of worthlessness that the Michelle, whatever her name was it the family name that wasn't Obama, but now new First Lady forever, Michelle Obama, feels, the angst that she feels, because her family moved from a black neighborhood to a white neighborhood, and she expected everything to be the same. She expected that life would remain as it was. Well, she moved from this black neighborhood that was full of blight and bad schools, and her mother moved her to this white neighborhood. Let me let you hear it in her own words, and we're going to dissect it.
Moved from Martin Luther King Drive to 74th and Euclid because my mom wanted us to have access to then what were better schools. But unbeknownst to us, we grew up in the period, as I write, called white flight. Yeah. That as families like ours, upstanding families like ours, you know, who were doing everything we were supposed to do and better, as we moved in, white folks moved out because they were afraid of what our families represented. And I always stop there when I talk about this out in the world because, you know, I want to remind white folks that y'all were running from us, you know, because
this family,
yeah. This family with all the values that you read about,
yeah,
you were running from us and you still running because we're no different than the immigrant families that are moving in, the families in Pilsen, the families that are coming from other places to try to do better.
Yeah.
But because we can so easily wash over who we really were because of the color of our skin, you know, because of the texture of our hair, you know, that's what divides countries.
Artificially as well.
Artificial things that don't even touch on the values that people bring to life. And so, yeah, I feel a sense of injustice. And you know this when you're young. You know people are running from you. You know, and you can see it. You can see it all of a sudden because we grew up with friends of all races. When we first moved in, Rachel Dempsey and Susan Yacker and I, you know, you had friends of all races. We played together. There were no gang fights. There were no territorial battles. But yet, one by one, they packed their bags and they ran from us. And they left communities in shambles. So when you hear Theaster talking about those, the respect that's in community, that history that's there, especially in Chicago, especially on the South Side, we were a part of creating that history, you know. And a lot of people walked away from it. They disinvested. And when we were little, we knew that was happening.
You could feel it.
You could feel it.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. I love how that other woman just kind of coaches her. You know, like leaving, yeah, leaving, you know, and being, yeah, being. Whatever she would say that, Michelle Obama would repeat it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I ended the last segment talking about, she's talking about disinvestment. Well, I have a disinvestment for her. The disinvestment of her mother from this black neighborhood to this not to this other neighborhood. I don't know what this neighborhood that she left. It was a disinvestment. For the record, let's just be very clear. Whenever you leave a neighborhood, good neighborhood or bad neighborhood, let me explain something to you listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. You've disinvested. See, that's the critical thing. You've made a decision. You say, you know what? We no longer fit over here for whatever reason. We don't like the schools. My job has moved me. I want to be closer to my job. I want to be away from the riffraff. I want to be in where I have more space. I want whatever. You make a reason to disinvest. There's no reason for anybody to make you feel guilty about disinvesting. Oh, and here's another little dirty secret. Shh, don't tell anybody. Most black people want to disinvest from black neighborhoods. Don't let them know that Kevin Jackson told you. But she's upset. She says, I grew up during white flight and these upstanding families moved in. Her family, people like her. She says, what she's saying is, look, we became my family. You are looking at the first lady forever. If they had known that I was the one moving in their neighborhood, would they have moved? Yes, they would have, Michelle. I know you think you're all that in a bag of chips. I know you think that fries come with your shake. But the fact is, those families were moving because it had nothing to do, here it comes, with you. She says, as they moved in, these upstanding families, white folks moved out, afraid of what our families represented, running from us. She's like looking, pointing her fingers at her breast, like running from us, baby, at her chest. Okay, not her breast, but her chest. Well, that's where they're housed. They were running from us. We were no different from immigrant families. Oh, strong Jay, let's all clap. Woo, immigrant, legal immigrant families, people, not illegals. Do you think Michelle Obama feels like illegals? Like her daughters are bringing scabies into the school, refuse to learn another language, blah, blah, blah. Do you really think she wants to put that into the mix? And she says, it was easy to wash over who we were because of the color of our skin and the texture of our hair. Well, hey, let me give you some other examples of things that it could have been, Michelle. I mean, I'm just thinking out loud here. Thinking out loud, sitting high. And 17. Isn't that the song by Ed Sheeran, Thinking Out Loud? Yeah, Thinking Out Loud. I'm just thinking out loud, Michelle Obama. But maybe white folks had already planned on moving out. Maybe by the time you and your family started moving in, they had already made up their minds. And maybe it was because the element that was coming around them was becoming radical. And they said, you know what? We don't like what we're seeing, so we're going to vote with our pocketbooks and we're going to leave. That's not racist. That's just somebody saying, I don't want to raise my kids in this environment. I think that's being a good parent. Anyway, she says, I felt a sense of injustice. She felt injustice. She felt disenfranchised. She felt little, belittled, nothing. She felt as if she was nothing because families decided they wanted a change of venue. That's why. It affected her. How dare you leave when my family's coming in? What hubris? What ego? How dare you leave? A sense of injustice that you would dare leave when my family's coming in. We're better than... Do you know who I'm going to become? Well, let me just tell you who you became, Michelle Obama. You became a U.S. citizen just like everybody else. I understand that your family, your husband, finagled his way to become president, but that doesn't make him bigger and badder than anybody else. And you, as first lady, you're just a citizen who gets a title by virtue of something your husband did. And by the way, something he did poorly. She says, friends of all races played together. Does she seem like the person who really cares about all the other races, this ethnocentric racist herself? You think she cares? Here's what she says. One by one, and this is the part I really want to focus on, folks. One by one, they packed their bags. She says, left communities in shambles. Here's what's funny about that statement. This is how stupid Michelle Obama is. You're listening to Kevin Jackson. I'm just giving you the truth. This is how stupid this woman is. She's saying that without white people in the neighborhood, black people cannot run a successful neighborhood. The white people abandoned black folks, and so therefore black people didn't know what to do. What are we going to do? We ain't got no grocery stores. We ain't got no police presence. What are we going to do? Hey, let me give you a hint of what you might do, Michelle. You might build strong, black, beautiful neighborhoods that respect law and order, that respect one another, that don't allow the things that are happening in your city, the South Side and the East Side, to occur. Where 78 people, as the president pointed out the other day, got shot over a weekend. Three of them were killed. Mostly in black neighborhoods. Black on black crime. And you don't complain about gentrification. Go look at what Spike Lee has to say about gentrification. Spike Lee doesn't want white people moving into black neighborhoods, but Michelle Obama's complaining about white people moving out of black neighborhoods. Well, which is it, black leftists? Because I would really like to know how you want to play this game. And what a slap in the face to the beautiful black people of the past who lived in segregated neighborhoods that were the safest on the planet, that had the finest schools that catered to the black culture in a way that has never been duplicated. What a slap in the face. Black people walking around and, you know, caring for one another. I dare you to go back and look at these black families in these black neighborhoods and see how things work. Go look at the black schools and the kids that we educated. Michelle Obama's comments were a disgrace to the black community. And Kevin Jackson pointed it out.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they make such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
Hey,
room?
Pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
We got a lot of stuff to catch up on, boy. I don't know if we'll ever catch up. It was funny. I was looking at the notes you guys sent me the other day. There were probably, 8 stories deleted? They get old. They're not really old, but you can't talk about them anymore because they're kind of out of context. But it's amazing stuff we need to talk about. We just can't get to it. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to, KJRadio.com. Talked the other day about these Burger King veggie burgers that taste like beef. And, it tastes just like the Whopper. And I go, and I asked the question at the time, well, why do you want a veggie burger to taste like Whoppers? Why can't vegetables stand on their own? Does anybody ever ask for a delicious broccoli and asparagus burger? No. They've never asked for that. So what these guys have done is they faked it. They said, we're going to make you believe you're eating a burger, you carnivores, but you're really eating vegetables. So they season it all up and they process it in such a way, probably takes 5 times the energy of a regular to get a regular burger on the grill, right? But they process it and they say it tastes just like a regular burger. And I said, yeah, just like gay marriage is supposed to be just like heterosexual marriage, like marriage, right? Because there's no such thing as gay marriage. And then I see this thing, and my friends that listen to the program, some of us talk about this. I said, I see this picture of Pharrell. You know, the guy that says, let's get happy, hop along, if you feel like a room without a roof, cause I'm happy, that dude that made that song, and a host of other songs. Prolific singer-songwriter, was on The Voice and a host of other things. Very much a lefty. Quite frankly, a metrosexual, is he? Unless he's bisexual, because he's strangely sexual, whatever that is, okay? He's strangely sexual. Not like me. I'm a total heterosexual, member of the not gay man woman movement. Anyway, they show him on the cover of a magazine or something, and it's titled, I'm not lying, it's titled The New Masculinity. And it's got him in this thing that looks like a flower dress. It looks like it's Victorian. I mean, it is something that the Queen would have worn back in the 1700s. Queen of England. Queen of England. She would have worn this. Yes. So anyway, he's got the, I mean, it's fluffy at the bottom. It's floral. It's yellow and orangey and all kinds of stuff, right? And it's tight. And it's got Pharrell, who looks magnificently asexual. And it says, the title is, The New Masculinity. So I was talking to some brothers about it, and they were like, the new masculinity? What are you talking? And then this one brother said, man, that is a blatant attempt to emasculate black men. I said, it's exactly what it is. Black men are, especially black leftists, not black men conservatives. We epitomize men. All that is good about man, we epitomize. But anyway, so they want you to believe that Pharrell, in this big, audacious gown, is a man. He's the new masculinity. Then one of the brothers I was talking to, he says, when I say brothers, I'm talking about black folk. So one of the brothers goes, yeah, man, he goes, Terry Crews is a good example. He goes, Terry Crews is walking around wearing women's clothes and, you know, supposedly... He goes, he is an embarrassment to me as a black man. But you know, if you don't know who Terry Crews is, Terry Crews is the big black dude that does the chest pop, and he's on lots of stuff, and he's now the host of America's Got Talent. Big black dude. This is the dude who said he was with his wife at a Hollywood event, and a Jewish guy, a small little Jewish man who was a big wig in Hollywood, came up to him, grabbed him by his genitalia, in front of his wife, and came on to him, and he said, Terry Crews said, I was sexually assaulted in front of my wife. And I remember thinking to myself, said no man ever, not a real man. Look, let me put it to you this way. If I'm with my girl and you're going to try to rape me, you better kill me. You won't hear me utter those words because I will be dead. You get what I'm saying? So, Crews goes on to say, he was at this party with his wife, and this Jewish man came up and was like, hey, Terry, and comes up to him, and he goes, and my wife looked at me, and I went back, I was like, hey, hey. And he goes, if it hadn't been for his, what he could do for my career, it would have been a different story. In other words, he'd have beat the crap out of him if he didn't realize how it was going to look in the trades. That he beat the man up because he grabbed him by his crotch, so the LGBT community would be mad. And then he beat him up, it would mean he's an angry black man. And then, let me just net it out for you. It meant that Terry Crews would not be able to get a career. That's what Terry Crews' problem was, is it would ruin his career if he beat this dude up. So my point is, he's a sellout. But all of this to go back to the vegan stuff, right? And this veggie burger and this new masculinity. Because, see, the vegan burger is a burger. You don't need beef anymore. Well, guess what, men? You don't need beef anymore to be masculine. pardon the pun, but you can be masculine and be feminine. It's okay. You can wear dresses. You can wear makeup. You can be assaulted sexually in front of your wife, and it's okay. It's still a burger. And I use that burger as a metaphor, and I probably will for quite some time, because I for the life of me, I don't understand why you make a veggie burger and you say, don't enjoy the deliciousness of the vegetables. I'm going to try to fake you out into believing that the meat, that the vegetables are meat. The same way I'm going to fake you out that to believe that you can be a punk man and be a real man. That's what I'm going to do. And it bugs me. Because, see, it's innocuous. I know, Kevin, you make a lot of... You're obsessed with this veggie burger. No, I'm not. I don't really care. I'm obsessed with what it represents because I do know the bigger picture. And I do understand how things work in the world of leftism. How it's they sneak it in. And I know you people are out there going, Kevin, you're crazy. This is one of your things. No, it's not. At some point, you'll see the seriousness of it and you'll see it in something else. It'll be something else. It'll be something where you go, wait a minute, that doesn't make sense about why you're doing this to men. Why you're trying to make people feel this way about guns. Why are you trying to put this thing about the Electoral College with kids when that's not really the case? Like there's a question about the Electoral College for little 6-7-year-old kids. Just sneaked it in. And it's a leftist playing the long game. Saying in 15 years, by the time this kid votes, they won't care about the Electoral College. By the time this kid votes, they won't want meat. They will eat vegetables, and we will tell them that it's good for them and that they don't need any more meat. So who needs protein? Well, men do. If you want to keep a testosterone level up, they will be giving them soy milk, which essentially raises your estrogen level. And I could go on, and all these things that are supposed to be good for you. You'll find out gluten does something to make men stronger and more virile. And they want it out. You'll figure it out. I don't know what it's going to be. I'm just telling you. But there was somebody. Her name is Tammy Jonas, longtime vegetarian. She lived in Victoria, Australia. Had a surprising but undeniable craving for a hamburger while pregnant with her third child. Just one prime patty after many meat-free years, and she didn't go for the Burger King veggie burger. The 49-year-old stopped eating meat when she was 19 after reading Australian philosopher Pete Singer's book, Animal Liberation. Published in 1975. She maintained her V-card successfully through two pregnancies, but while carrying her third child, she became dangerously anemic. After the iron supplements failed, she pondered if protein would be the best way to get healthy for her and her baby. I was at work one day and just thought a burger would fix this. Over time, the reluctant meat eater gradually worked her way back into an omnivorous lifestyle, which means she can eat anything she wants, and now she eats meat. And guess what? She's healthy, and so is her child. A vegan that has returned to the burger. Kind of like a lesbian who has returned to dating men. Both of them want meat. Sorry. Do you get what I'm saying? So, they don't tell you the dangers of being a vegetarian or whatever you want to call yourself, a vegan. They don't tell you that. Oh, it's okay. You can take supplements. No, it is the nature of man to eat meat. And it is the nature of a burger to be a burger.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.